That was the theme from the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. And that's a recent film, which was of the same name, which has seen renewed interest in the island of Guernsey and its five-year-long German occupation. Sue Ahern was there recently and spoke to Chris Richard from the Guernsey Visitors Information Centre. And we think she managed to get that pie recipe.
This is Sue Ahern. I'm in Guernsey and I'm with Chris Bichard from the Guernsey Visitor Information Centre. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Well, can you tell us about Guernsey? What, as a tourist, what can you do and see here?
Guernsey is a very interesting place. There's a wide variety of things, whether you're an outdoor sort of person that perhaps would like to try a few sports. We've got a very good coastline and beautiful beaches. So you can surf here, you can swim. It's a wonderful place to be. But if you're also into history, we've got a wide variety of museums delving back into Napoleon times and even going forward to the Second World War, where we have three or four very good museums regarding the occupation of the German occupation of Guernsey.
So I suppose the occupation is one that's really topical at the moment because of the film and the book that is revised interest and a revised interest in Guernsey. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. The book, I have read the book and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've seen the film since, and I think it's gives a good reflection on Guernsey and how it was in those. Although it's obviously a fictional story, it does cover how it was. It has obviously created an enormous amount of interest now in Guernsey. It's put us on the map, definitely. And we're seeing in the information centre a wide variety of people are coming into us that have read the book and are here particularly only because of that reason. So it's certainly, like I say, put Guernsey on the map.
So do the people of Guernsey have vivid memories of what happened during the occupation? I'm sure a lot of those are very elderly people now, but is it a very very much a part of your history?
Absolutely. My grandfather was here for the whole of the period of the occupation, the whole 5 years, whilst his son, my father, was evacuated to the UK, along with his mother, my grandmother. And he left, was evacuated at the age of five. And of course, the war lasted five long years, so he didn't see his father again until he was age 10. So that's a long period of time to be away from your father.
Is that typical of people here? Does everyone have a story like that?
Quite a number of children did stay on Guernsey with their parents. The majority did leave, but there were quite a few that did stay and obviously have different stories to tell. You know, they were amongst the enemy, if you like, and you obviously had to play by the rules, otherwise the consequences could be quite severe.
I've been around some of the museums and I'm amazed at the vast collection of German memorabilia that still exists today. Where did all that come from and how was it collected?
When the war ended, people like Richard Hume from the German Occupation Museum, and he was here for the whole of the 5 years, decided that it would be very important to not lose all of those items. I mean, it could have gone the other way and that they could have all been destroyed at the end of the Second World War. You know, people would have had enough. But he chose to collect and started collecting and has built up a huge collection at his museum, which is very important because you mustn't lose sight of that this did happen. It was something that you can't forget, you know, and I think his collection and his museum is very popular, so that it just keeps people enlightened as to what it was like here.
The forts around the island too are also very a very strong reminder of what happened during the Second World War.
That's correct, yes. Some of those forts are from previous threatened invasions, if you like, but the Germans, they were ready-made forts for the Germans to take over and add their own fortifications on top of what was already there. So in addition to their own bunkers, there were already castles and forts that they used. For example, Castle Cornet is a big castle, and they took it over and renamed it Havenschloss and built a couple of very strong points in that castle, and obviously armed it with guns, etc., to protect the harbour against any possible invasion from the British.
Do people come here specifically to see the history from the Second World War?
Not specifically. We also have a lot of French visitors here, and they come because of the famous French writer Victor Hugo, who resided in Guernsey. He was exiled here for 15 years, and his house is quite magnificent. Currently being restored, there's a big restoration project going on at the moment, costing 3.6 million euros. And when that's completed next year, once again, that will bring in a lot of extra visitors. He wrote Les Misérables, Toilers of the Sea, while he was here in Guernsey. A very important figure in France, and a lot of French people come here specifically because he was exiled here.
I went on a tour of the historic buildings in the area around the port.
Yeah.
Some of those buildings seem to date back a really long time, until the 1200s. What was happening at that time?
The castle, for example, was built to defend the island against the French. And the same with Fort Grey on the other side of the island. So, and there's a series of loop towers and Martello towers that were also constructed to prevent a French invasion.
But now you're getting the French invasion, people coming to see
that history. Yes, absolutely. It's turned almost completely around. You know that now we have a friendly French invasion, if you like, and we welcome, obviously, all visitors here to Guernsey.
So is tourism one of the main sources of income for Guernsey?
For Guernsey it is a main source of income. We do have a strong finance industry here in Guernsey as well, and that's probably the strongest industry here. But tourism comes a close second, and with that comes a variety of other, you know, we have a good selection of restaurants here because we have a strong economy. It allows businesses like restaurants to thrive, basically.
I noticed the seafood is particularly good.
It's excellent, yeah. I enjoy cooking seafood myself.
So what else, when we talked about the history, we talked about the food, what else do you have to offer?
A strong point that Guernsey has to offer are the other Channel Islands of Sark and Herm, both of them quite, and Alderney, of course, all of them quite different in their own ways. They've all got their own character. Alderney does have cars in it, but Alderney is a place I love. It's like I say, a completely different place compared to Sark and to Herm. Sark is probably my favourite Channel Island out of all of them. Apart from Guernsey, of course, but I just like the pace of life there, and the different feel when you get there. It's so easy to relax in Sark. And Herm, I think, is just a great place for a day out. The beaches there are fantastic, easy to get to. If you just want to switch off after a busy week here in Guernsey, we're just lucky to be able to hop onto a boat and go there, and it's like being on a Caribbean island in the summer. It's just a lovely place to be.
I went there myself actually yesterday on the boat, and had a wonderful day out. We did a walk around the island, fantastic seafood at the restaurant there.
Great.
And beautiful beaches.
Fantastic beaches, really. And safe. There's no sea anemones or spiky things in the sea, you know, urchins or anything like that. It's quite safe to swim and to relax on the beaches.
So where do most of your visitors come from?
Mostly the UK, and then second place are the French, and then we have quite a few Dutch and German visitors as well, and also a large number of cruise ships that come in carrying nationalities from everywhere, you know, Italian, Japanese.
Of course, we in Australia know about Guernsey because of the word Guernsey, as it's used to describe our footy jumpers. Guernseys are still being manufactured there using traditional methods, ideal if you're working on a fishing boat or in the coldest temperatures in winter. Handmade Guernseys sell for around £80 of $100 or $160. That was Sue Ahern reporting, and we will have that recipe for potato peel pie on our SoundCloud site.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.